making amends. How do you envision the conference topics assisting in this process? So making amends in itself is a very important, as a matter of fact, it's a very necessary part of our rehabilitation, whether going through Narcotics Anonymous, NA Anonymous, or other self-help groups, or even some of the spiritual paths to rehabilitation. Making amends is a part of a person being able to really redeem themselves and really rehabilitate themselves. So being able to make amends is colossal. Now, the conference topics themselves are geared towards attaining that knowledge. It's geared towards allowing us to be able to see. I mean, I have a bunch of great ideas in my mind, and I have a bunch of ways that I believe that I would be able to make living amends with those in society. But I don't know if I should go through a nonprofit. Can I start my own nonprofit? Can I work for a nonprofit? Or is there another route within the social services sector that I will be able to go through to be able to facilitate these amends? And the fact that I don't have this information, it limits me. And it sometimes even realistically can stifle a person's desire and ability to continuously maintain that determination and focus. The topics in the conference, it gives me a concrete vision. It gives me a concrete stepping stone that allows me to be able to put these desires to make amends into action. And it gives me concrete, you know, one of the unique things about making amends is it's a way to redeem the spirit. And so when we're able to get this information on how I can redeem my spirit by helping others, then it's really monumental in terms of my rehabilitation. And having that information here specifically in the format that this conference is attempting to present to us, it will make a tremendous difference in us being able to assist in the process of making amends. I think that the conference is a tremendous opportunity for CDCR to open up the doors for people who have good desires and goodwill and good intentions, and sometimes even a spiritual necessity to make amends. But it's necessary for them to give us the information so that we can really be effective. The analogy that I use sometimes is when you have a snake bite toxin or an antitoxin, you have to have some of the poison in that toxin. So our experiences here in prison, our experiences that brought us here to prison, are some of the same experiences and determination and things that we've had to overcome. These will play a part in being able to pay that forward and to help other people move in a way where they're able to redeem themselves, to where they're able to rehabilitate themselves. And so I believe that us having the information in here while incarcerated, it allows us to be able to be released from prison and immediately become part of the problem, part of the solution after being part of the problem. So making amends and helping people to be able to facilitate those amends is something that's really critical, and it's something that's underrepresented while we're still here, because we have guys in prison that are incarcerated that have wonderful ideas and have the best intentions, but many of us just don't know what avenue to go. And so by bringing that information in here to us, CDCR will really be doing us a great favor. But what they don't understand, and I think that they're hesitant to acknowledge, that they'll be doing themselves a great favor, because they'll be putting people out who are not only qualified, but people who have the desire. And the desire and the qualification together, in my opinion, is success. And so I'm really hoping that CDCR will acknowledge the severe need to allow us to facilitate some of these more complicated bodies of information and learn these more complicated trades and skills that really acknowledge us and empower us once we're released. So it's more beneficial, because if I get out of prison and I'm in a better state and I have a great deal of capabilities and potential, and I'm able to actually put that to use, then that benefits the whole society. So it's one hand washes the other. It's not just one way or the other way. It helps us all completely. So I'm hoping that they'll pay attention to it.